I'm Patricia Camilleri, Director of the Communications and Alumni Relations Office here at the University of Malta. In this series called Research Matters, I shall be discussing the many research projects undertaken by the university's academics from all fields of study. I'm very happy to welcome to the studio today Dr. Dawnia Baldacchino, who has been a guest previously quite a few times on Research Matters. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of research herself, and I know she encourages a lot of other PhD students as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for coming back on the program. Just a few words about Dr. Baldacchino. She's a lecturer at the Institute of Healthcare at the University. Following a registration as a staff nurse in Malta, Dawnia specialised in renal nursing at Charing Cross Hospital, London, in 1980, and in adult education at Garnet College in London in 1984. She graduated at the University of Malta, BSc Honours, in 1992, and at King's College, University of London, UK, MSc, in 1993. She graduated at the University of Hull, Yorkshire, PhD in nursing in 2002, where she researched spiritual coping, anxiety, depression and spiritual well-being of Maltese patients with myocardial infarction. She published a book on spirituality in illness and care and various papers in international nursing journals and went to several conferences. Currently, Dawnia is coordinating the MSc nursing program at the IAC and coordinating research on stress and spiritual coping of nursing students, institutionalized older persons, patients with cancer, and clients also with HIV/AIDS. Well, that's quite a wide area, and I'm looking forward to hearing about your latest research. Yes. Welcome, yes. Dr. Baldacchino.
Actually, I'm very interested in holistic care, and so even patients and students, because we have students that are undertaking these courses, and it could be very stressful. And therefore, I wanted to explore our Maltese students in comparison with other countries, because at times you think that are we expecting too much of our students? Are we placing students in the right clinical placement and so on? So Professor Philip Bernard was a visiting lecturer to our nursing department, and he invited us on his research. So the main coordinator of this research was Professor Philip Bernard, who is a well-known researcher and psychologist and a nurse also. And I was coordinating the Maltese students and students from third world country, that is Albania. And so we had two schools, a school from Tirana and another school from Korçë. So actually going to Albania, it was even supported by SOS Albania also, and I had backup system also from University of Malta Nursing School, because otherwise, because of security, you know, it was quite dangerous at that time to go on your own and collect data and so on, apart from the language barrier. But we did have support also from those two schools for interpreters and so on.
Before going into a little bit of detail about the research itself, stress in this context, really, how is it defined?
Actually, stress, it is defined according to Philip Bernard and Lazarus and Folkman. So Lazarus and Folkman, they've got a theory where stress is appraised by the individual in relationship with his environment. So if I've got a problem, for example, and I've got support system around me, then that appraisal of stress, it could be either harmful or a challenge. The same stress, it could be a challenge for me, because we did have students with problems, with great anxieties, and we help them to take that as a challenge and move on in life. So the environment is of great importance with regards to this stress appraisal, because it is individually appraised, and therefore we need to help the individual to appraise it as a challenge rather than as a harmful object. So the students are exposed not only to the academic force of the course, but also to the clinical, because we send students to the clinical wards, and they face reality. So we do help them to learn clinical skills in the clinical skills lab at the Institute of Healthcare, but when they go to the proper clinical placement, these students are still very young, 17-year-old, they're just coming from school, and then they are faced with the whole perspective. I mean, we can't send them to the children's world, all right, we send them to healthy environment, to schools, but then ultimately they are nurses and they need to learn nursing skills. And so when students come from their environment, from their schools, sixth form and so on, we try to help them to put themselves in the shoes of the patients. And so think we help them to go on the wards with a critical eye. So just imagine you are the patient. How would you want to be treated? And so usually it is as from this very start, we try to help them to realize the holistic aspect, not only concentrating mainly on the medical aspect, but also on the psychological aspect, on the cultural aspect, because we have so many foreigners around, and also the spiritual aspect, so that we help students to make, to help patients make sense of their illness, instead of having that illness oriented towards the medical, towards signs and symptoms, towards medicine, having medicine, but patients might have questions which may create problems in their life, like, for example, how is it that it's me who is having that illness and not others, for example. And so until patients come to terms with that spiritual question, then patients won't move on in their recovery.
We obviously have a very limited time today to talk about this research, but we mentioned before that this is an international piece of research.
Yeah.
Therefore, Malta obviously is not an island in the sense
we must compare
our situation with others. And any good research, of course, starts off with an examination of the literature. Very, very briefly, when you went to look at the literature, what were the main findings there?
The main findings are both academic, like, for example, the relationships with tutors, the depth and breadth of the content of teaching, because while we are coming from schools, we encourage self-directed learning, for example. They need to delve deeper into the topics. So we are now looking at these students as adults rather than as 17-year-old. Adult learning, we help them to participate, we help them to organize themselves in groups and to be faithful to each other and so on. So literature sought types of stress, and the stress was mainly the difficulties they encounter with sitting for examinations. They hate examinations. And however, the problems that we are facing by this modern technology is that students might fetch an already made assignment. And so we wouldn't be able to see, to check whether that assignment is coming from the student himself or from the computer, from the internet.
Now we have software,
plagiarism
software available for our lecturers now, so check that out.
We need to help them to be critical throughout. And financial problems, it was one of the worst financial problems, because, well, in Malta, we have the opportunity of free schooling, of free tertiary schooling, but in England they have to get a loan to pay their fee to study, you know, to start their courses. So we had rich countries participating. So we had Wales, Brunei, and Malta in relationship with Czech Republic and also Albania. So Albania, I've been there on voluntary work, and it's amazing how these people live. I mean, they just have the bare minimum, and at times they don't even have the bare minimum. So these students, apart from the physical aspect, Albanian students finish their course and they are left out without any work, without any employment. So I want to compare whether stress in our students is any different from Albania or from other students in Wales.
So that was the main aim, yes, of the research itself,
yes,
was this comparative study.
Yeah, to explore the any cultural differences also. And for example, Wales, even the demographic data of students, like for example, in England, we have very mature students. So we had that group who participated in this research. They had 70% who were married with children. Whereas our students, there were only 5% who were married, who have the responsibility of a family, for example. And it was interesting to find that students who are married were found their course less stressful than single students. And the main reason was, it's the maturity. All right, because younger students might have other commitments, social commitments. Whereas mature students know their priorities, you know, they can give priorities.
More focused.
Yes, and whilst students, 17-year-old, they have to learn to prioritize in life. And so even their studies, because there is the tendency of leaving their studies till the end. And so the clinical aspect also, so the theoretical aspect and even the clinical aspect. Clinical aspects, students go to the wards and they go to a different world. And therefore, where there is no mentorship, unfortunately, we didn't have that opportunity until recently that we introduced in our nursing department, we introduced mentorship. Because we need the collaboration from the ward staff. So although ward staff had teaching junior staff as part of their job description, however, I was wondering how much it was carried out. And so even students, I mean, they were learning by trial and error. So we introduced this system with the aim of having continuous assessment, because at the moment we have the clinical aspect. We assess students by OSCE, Objective Structured Clinical Examination. And so they, in a sheltered clinical environment, that means in the clinical skills lab, they take care of one patient for an hour. And so that is highly superficial, because the patient wouldn't be a real patient, but it would be another junior student who plays the part of a student. But then the most difficult one, it would be the reality of 5 hours clinical examination on the ward with real patients, managing care of 4 patients.
So
that is very, yes, that is very, very difficult for them. I mean, very difficult, because they need to put all the psychology, you know, the sciences, social sciences and so on, they need to put it together and taking care of that patient holistically. So students do find it difficult if they are not well supported by clinical staff.
When it came to the actual methodology of this comparative study, what methodology, yes, did you use?
Yes. We used a questionnaire, and we delivered that questionnaire. We used the Stress in Nursing questionnaire by Reed, 1985, and we gave it to students, and they filled it in under supervision, so that we make sure that students are not influenced by others and that students won't fetch anything from books and from internet. So that was data collection under supervision, following ethical ethical provisions and so on, we conducted that in English. But in Albania, we had the questionnaire. It was translated by a student of ours who was an Albanian student taking that course in diploma, and she also has done the BSc, and now she is on the master's course. So she translated it and we tested it. We did test, retest, and the Cromba Alpha was 0.8, and it was quite good. You know, I mean, it was for the translated version, so the Albanian student answered the questionnaire in Albanian language. When we collected that data and we compared with each other, it was found, first of all, that overall Welsh students had less stress than the other countries.
Good Lord.
Yes, Welsh students.
Any so, indications why yes, that might be so?
The main indication it could be the maturity of students and also the abundance, you know, of support, mentorship and so on. Whilst others are still, the other countries are still, you know, backing up and building up mentorship for so. But Wales, University of Wales, is fully furnished with mentorship. And support, even academic support. So academic support, each student in Wales, they are assigned to a tutor, you know, for academic reasons and also for counseling reasons. But then, of course, even in Malta, we have the counseling service at the University of Malta. However, it's amazing how students are reluctant to go to the counseling service. They just find us and talk about us, and then we refer them for counseling services. The main problem that it was found was, and it was common throughout, was caring for the dying. So caring for the dying in the clinical aspect, we feel that we are not preparing enough students for such a type of care, which is highly specialized.
Not just us, but
Throughout. And it might have also cultural differences. For example, in Albania, patients or relatives die and they are taken care of by their own relatives. So you might find in Albania a home consisting of two rooms and having the grandparents there and the whole family, and they keep the patient, and it is an honor for them to keep the patient and die at home. So when these students went to the clinical area and found patients dying, they found it very difficult. Whilst in Malta, we are rarely patients die at home. So we questioned that, and we questioned it is also because of students are 17-year-old. They might not have thought about that, and they might not have experienced loss of their friends and family, and so they did find it difficult. And it is a crucial moment, you know, to take good care of the dying patients. And so they needed support, and we need to give more input, you know, to this perspective. And so even conferences, for example, Hospice Movement, they are organizing a conference on the 23rd October, end of life issues and taking care of the dying patients. However, we need to assist students, you know, by clinical mentorship and even by theoretical input in this aspect of taking care of patients while dying. The academic was, it is sitting for examinations and also relationships. It's amazing relationship at times.
Amongst the students themselves?
Relationship among students. For example, students, we organize an assignment, a group assignment, and they are... You might find one out of that group who is reluctant to work with them, and therefore it's the faithfulness. Relationship between students and lecturers. Because at times students want to explore more the issue with the lecturers, and also lecturers or teaching staff, whoever they might be stressing on the negative points. So at times we tend to look at students as what they need to improve rather than what they have achieved, mm-hmm. because we need to allow students, you know, to get them aware that, yes, this is good. I mean, you've done a wonderful job, because at times we tend to look at the negative aspects or at the mistakes rather than at the good points. So
was that a problem across the board, or was it particular to Malta?
Yes, it was across the five countries. Yes. So lecturers and the academic staff need to concentrate on that and need to reflect and also need to identify their weakness, because this is a weakness, to look at the students and talk about the negative aspects, because we need to help students to in their self-development rather than stressing on the negative points. Mm-hmm. Because we found an interesting finding also, that because it was a longitudinal study, we found that, for example, in Malta, we didn't find any significant differences by statistical analysis between years of course. So we didn't find any differences in the levels of stress between first years and fourth years, for example.
Because I think we didn't mention that this was something that you actually took.
Longitudinal
in the sense that you did first, second, third and fourth years.
So we didn't find any differences, and that is very worrying, not to find differences between first years. So just imagine students, we are during the freshers, you know, entry of students, and it is their course, it is highly stressful, whilst fourth-year students who is preparing for their clinical examination, so there are a lot of issues which is stressful in the fourth years. But to have no significant differences, that rings a bell, mm-hmm. that we need to identify, because although fourth-year students, their final year might be highly stressful, but literature and research showed that these students become mature and their coping mechanism and their adjustment is higher than first year students. So how is it? So we need to explore further. Mm. Why is it that we didn't
perhaps have the stress in the fourth year is owing to different forces than the ones in the first year?
Yes.
The level might be the same.
Yes.
But that's the different things they're worried about in the fourth
year. I reckon that the fourth year has got high levels of stress, but because students become mature and they tend to adjust and they tend to, you know, to adapt themselves to the situation, the level decreases, and so it becomes in par with the first year, but that has to be explored further. It's part, and actually, I am conducting, and I will be publishing that, because I followed longitudinal studies, stress across with, supported by qualitative data. Mm. Why did you find such a student? And it was interesting also to note that we had two students from DBSU who were successful in exploring qualitative research on the type of stress and self-esteem, because in addition with this stress research, we gave them a self-esteem questionnaire, and so that has to be published also. But students found the qualitative data showed that examinations, the stress, the problems they had, they feared the examinations. Will I pass? And if not, will I have to repeat? And if they repeat the year, they end up without a stipend. You know, there are financial problems. So it was stressful. There were several stressors.
At the end of the day, you've got this fantastic piece of research, which, of course, you can develop as well in beyond what you've done, even in this one. But what now, in the sense of what do you do with the results? How is it aimed at improving the course?
Yes.
Is it, how do you use the results?
It has already. So they have the course, it was reviewed. It was reviewed not only because of this course, but also because of the EU requirements and so on. But we, first of all, as from this year, the course will be both the diploma and the BSc honors is over 3 years rather than 4 years. So the aspect of having students undertaking the course in 3 years, it might be more stressful for them to do it in over 3 years. And an aspect which was introduced was mentorship. And I really beg staff nurses on the wards to undertake such a course of mentorship so that we have educated and qualified staff taking care of our students. As from this year, we are very short of nurses, and we can understand that this political issue that we need nurses. However, nurses come through a process of 3 years with the teaching assistants and also the clinical staff, and we need to collaborate with each other so that we have qualified staff and they are really registered staff, not simply staff coming out of school with a certificate, because a certificate doesn't make you a qualified staff.
Exactly. In the last minute that we have together, I'd like to talk about the fact that you've been awarded the title of Visiting Fellow by the University of Glamorgan. We're very pleased to see that.
It's a wonderful
thing for you personally,
yes,
and a wonderful thing for the Institute of Healthcare and the University of Malta. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah,
very quickly.
Actually, I have been working with Professor Donna Mead since 1992. Because I used her tool for my master's degree program. And I have been liaising with this university in research, in comparative research and so on, and especially spirituality. Now we are also conducting a joint research program for a PhD student, a midwifery student, a colleague of mine, whom I'm supervising in Malta, so I'm her local supervisor, and publications, they are interested also in my publications, because I'm exploring spirituality in various groups of patients and students. I have explored spirituality in students also, and I will be publishing all that in this book, because it takes so long, you know, to publish in a nursing journal. At times it takes 2 years to have a paper published in a nursing journal. So I have to, because the research might expire,
mm-hmm.
and so I need to publish it as soon as possible in this book.
Well, we're very, very glad to see that, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with
thank
me today.
You.
My guest today was Dr. Dornia Baldacchino. I do hope that you can join us again next week for another edition of Research Matters. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.